We call this our senior concern segment. Thanks to the experts on behalf of the Area Agency of on Aging of Western Michigan, Sherry Woolley, Title V Program Coordinator. Big job you have. Good morning to you, Sherry.
Good morning.
Glad that you are back. Our topic today is older workers and job seekers. So I want to think that the workforce in the U.S. and here in Michigan is aging, and employment experts, employers predicting, what, a growing workforce shortage, you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Let me get into some specific programs. First of all, how you spend your day as Title V Program Coordinator.
Well, many of my activities are related to getting the word out about the Senior Community Service Employment Program, which is Title V. So I cover five counties with this program, so I do a lot of speaking and awareness kinds of activities to let people know that the program is out there for them.
Man, you talk on the radio. Yes, so we want to look at the Senior Community Service Employment Program that provides, I think, a temporary part-time paid work training experience and help finding a job for those over 55 who meet the requirements. So let's open up the can of worms here, if we can, Sherry. Why are older adults or seniors interested in entering or re-entering the workforce? Are there difficulties or barriers?
There are a number of reasons why older persons are looking to re-enter the workforce. I think some of them are social. There is a certain amount of isolation as people age. They're interested in learning new things. They're interested in making a contribution to their community. But I do believe that the number one reason is financial. There are many seniors now who are delaying retirement or deciding not to retire at all, and those reasons are because of money.
Is there a barrier they encounter?
One of the first things that candidates to the program say to me is, who's going to hire me at my age? That's one of the number one concerns when they come to me. They express an interest in the program, but they want to know, what is the reality of me finding a job? What are my chances? And I talk to them about, are you ready for the job market? Do you have the necessary skills to compete with other job candidates? That's more important than how old you are.
That. What is the Senior Community Service Employment Program, this Title V, and how does it, Sherry, help older job seekers train and become employed?
Well, the Senior Community Service Employment Program is a Department of Labor-funded program, and it provides this work training experience and help finding a job for seniors who meet the qualifications. The training may involve many different aspects. We place them in what we call a host agency, a nonprofit community service organization or government office, for a hands-on practice. We may send them to classes. Usually that would involve computer or technology kinds of classes. That seems to be a deficit area for some seniors, not all. But the technology skills are needed not only for the job itself, but the job search. And teaching them how to look for a job in 2017, they may remember paper applications and handshakes, and so much of that has gone a different way. So learning how to look for a job today is an important aspect of their learning curve.
Expand more into who is eligible to take part of this program.
Well, they must be at least 55 years old. They must reside in an eligible county for my program, but there are different programs that cover different areas. I cover Kent, Ionia, Allegan, Muskegon, and Ottawa. So I serve the older worker job seeker population in those five counties. So they must be unemployed, and they must be someone who meets low-income guidelines. And it's based on income and household size. Some kinds of income are excluded from being counted. Mm-hmm. Some are counted completely. Some are counted at a percentage. Mm-hmm. So the source of their funds that they have will be an important aspect of whether or not they would qualify financially. They must be somebody who needs training in order to reenter the workforce. And that's a discussion that I have with them. What do they think their skill deficits are? And what direction are they looking to drive their employment to reach that employment goal?
And the goal is, I think I mentioned this, thanks to your preparation for me, temporary part-time paid work?
Yes,
Yes.
They're placed in the host agency for a work experience in a community service organization, a nonprofit, so that they get hands-on experience. Sending them to a computer class is one thing, but actually then applying it and having real assignments in real time and a supervisor gives them a much more realistic picture of employment.
Have you, I don't want to spring on, do you have an example for us, but have you seen this from the person who's called you to say, I would like your help to employment?
Yes, we have some wonderful success stories, and we have stories of struggle as well. Yes. But those who succeed make the program truly worthwhile. We had someone come into the program last summer and recently gained employment in January. And his words to me were, I never would have had the opportunity to even apply for this job if I hadn't practiced at the two assignments that you gave me that got me ready to do it. Our placement rate right now is about 50%. So yes, we do have some of those heartwarming stories and people who are on the journey as well.
I know there are two ways to look at growing older, growing older and maybe not having to work, or growing older and continuing to be employed, to be stimulated. You want to talk about that?
That community engagement is very important to many of them. It is their connection, and so many of us identify with what we do. So I have people who can no longer do the kind of work they used to do, and they come to me to train for something oftentimes less physical, which means the technology piece is often an important part. They may be somebody who left the workforce, decided that their financial needs are growing, and they need to return. I also occasionally get someone who may have never worked outside the home, and their life has changed. Perhaps a death of a spouse, perhaps a divorce, some circumstance has changed, and they've decided to step up to the job market for the very first time.
I trust this all starts with a conversation, right?
Yes, a conversation with me where I kind of explain the program a bit and talk about the basic eligibility steps. And if the person is interested and appears that they would meet those, schedule an appointment with them to have them actually bring documents to show they meet this eligibility requirement. There are, of course, enrollment forms and kind of start the process of looking at where would you like to go from here.
Sounds good, because we're all going to live to be 100, right?
Well, it is increasing every year, even as we speak. We're going to live longer.
Yes. Live life day at a time. How's that for the reality of life? Okay, Sherry Woolley, Title V Program Coordinator at Area Agency on Aging in Western Michigan. How do we learn more about the program?
Well, you can contact me at the agency. Our general number at Area Agency on Aging of Western Michigan is 616-456-5664. And my direct dial number is 616-222-7009. I would be delighted to talk to you.
Great. Thanks for your good work in giving back. Take care.